Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. It is July the 20th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage sitting in with you this morning. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being a part of the show. Hopefully you're getting something out of it. I appreciate the opportunity to come in each and every week and hang out with you guys for a few hours and listen to some good music, have a few thoughts, just maybe a little inspiration and a little encouragement. And we're going to try to do that again this morning. So thanks again for being a part of it. Hope you're doing well this morning. If you're on your way to church or work or on your way home or whatever it may be, so glad you're hanging out with us. And be back here in just a few minutes, and we're going to have some good stuff. Talking about not worrying. We've talked about that a few times in the last several weeks, but, man, the Lord just keeps burning that into my heart. So I'm going to share some thoughts with you about that, and hope you got a few minutes to spend some time with us. Thanks for being a part. Back in studio, I'm Shaw Gage. We're talking today about Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 and 27, talking about not worrying. But check this out. I had this thought and remembrance the other day, but it says this: look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? The answer is no to that. But just what a good reminder from what Jesus said in Matthew. You know, it's recorded there that, man, look at the birds. Look at the animals out there. I mean, they're taken care of. God takes care of them, gives them food, gives them water, gives them a place to lay their head at night and have a place to dwell or whatever it may be. And don't you think you're more valuable than those animals to him? I believe you are. And if you don't know that, please do know. He loves you, and he wants what's best for you. And all he wants is you just to talk to him and acknowledge him and just spend some time with him and see what he will do in your life. But just, you know, I think when we worry, I had this thought the other day. I was hanging out in the yard, and I was watering. My wife and I, we take good care of our plants in our yard. We have a lot of plants and spend a lot of time out there working and watering and pulling weeds and all that good stuff. And there was this little butterfly several days in a row. It was black, had beautiful blue lines around the outside of the wings. And, man, it was just cool. It became my little friend. But that butterfly was in my yard every day. And when I would water the lawn, y'all, that butterfly would just hop, and it would just almost dance on those raindrop or on those water drops on top of the fresh grass. And, you know, I just looked at that butterfly, and he kept coming back day after day after day. And I said, man, you know, that look at that. That's just a good reminder. And that's where I got this verse this week, just thinking about that and going, you know, God, I'm providing water. The Lord is using me to water my lawn to provide water for that little butterfly. He doesn't have a care in the world. He doesn't have any reason other than just to enjoy what he's got and be in the moment. And I think we forget that. I forget that. Why can't I spend some time and just relax and just enjoy what God's given me and not be wishing for more or wanting more, but just being appreciative of what I've got and what he's blessed me with? Just a fresh reminder. So that's an encouragement for you this morning. Glad you're listening to us this morning. Come back on the other side of the music, and we'll break it down a little bit more. We're talking this morning about Matthew chapter 6 and just talking about not worrying. You know, it's the verse that, you know, I like to remind myself a lot of times when I'm out in nature, but just don't worry. You know, he takes care of the birds of the fields, and, you know, they don't store things away. They don't have barns to store their food or their water or whatever it may be. They just enjoy every day and do what they do, and they know that the Lord's going to provide. And I think it's just so cool. I forget, you know, that God does provide very similarly for me. It may not be what I want, but he's going to give me everything I need to survive. And I just got to trust him. And I think when you do that, he blesses you more and more. And you know what? It takes a lot of that worry away. And that eats us up. worry eats a lot of people up, and it just traps you, it consumes you, and it feeds on itself. And so the Lord has just been laying this on my heart the last several weeks. And if I sound repetitive, I'm sorry. But man, God's just working on me on that and saying, don't worry, I got it. And, you know, y'all, a few years ago, I've shared some of my story, my testimony with my health, my cancer diagnosis back almost 13 years ago. And what a tremendous, tremendous opportunity the Lord gave me to go through that. And I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. But y'all, I wouldn't trade that experience for anything, because you talk about worry. When you're worried about, man, I don't know if I'm going to survive this week or today, or, man, I got a wife and three kids, and what's going to happen to them? And, you know, who knows? And all those things that went through my mind. So, yes, I had a lot of opportunities, I'll call them, to worry. But they were also opportunities to trust God. And, you know, I did, and my wife did, and my boys did, and I didn't get it right every time, but the times that I did trust the Lord, he really blessed the situation, and he turned it into a ministry, and he turned it into a platform, and nearly 13 years later, I'm still talking about it, and I feel like the Lord just gave me this platform to let people know that whatever they're going through, it's going to be okay. And Jesus loves you. So if you're going through something this morning, if you're struggling, if you're hurting, if you're sad, whatever it may be, just know that he loves you, and you just got to keep on keeping on it and keep putting one foot in front of the other and trust him. Because at the end of the day, y'all, that's what it's all about. It's not about what we go through. It's about letting him use us and shining through us when we go through those trials and we go through those tribulations and we go through those hard times in life. And I know when I trust in him, y'all, he blows my mind in ways I never dream possible. But when I try to keep it to myself and I try to say, God, I got this, I start to worry and I start to crumble and I start to, you know, struggle, to be quite honest with you. So, you know, again, if you've never trusted in him for something like that, whatever it is, give it to him, talk to him this morning, talk to him this afternoon, talk to him tonight. He's always there 24/7, and all he wants is a conversation with you. Don't hesitate. Jesus loves you. Keep on smiling. Thanks for jumping back in this morning, talking about worry, talking about Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus is telling the disciples, hey, don't worry. You know, I got the birds of the fields. You know, they don't store up things. You know, I remember having a conversation with a guy years ago, said, you know, look at us here, especially in this country where we're blessed, right? We've got nice houses. We've got enough rooms for most people to have their own bedrooms compared to other parts of the country or other parts of the world. We have space in our attic, we have basements, and you know, as our kids get older and they grow, we get a little bit bigger house with a little bit more bigger attic and a little bit bigger basement. And then as the kids get older and older, the stuff accumulates and we get more stuff. And then we drive down the road a couple of miles and we rent and we pay for extra space to put more stuff in those little mini storage warehouses. And, you know, we just stuff things away and we hold on to them. And look, there's nothing wrong with having things. And please don't misunderstand me. It's okay to have things. Material possessions are okay. But when they dominate us and they become what we crave and they become our idols, I think that does become an issue. But going back to the original point is, don't worry. You know, Jesus is saying the birds, they don't store up things. They don't rent many warehouses, right? They just trust the Lord and they just lean on him for their daily food and their daily water. Why can't I? Shaw is what the Lord laid on my heart the other day. He said, Shaw, why can't you just trust me for the things that you need? And I just stopped in my tracks and I just bowed my head and I said, Lord, forgive me. And I am going to trust you. And that's what it's all about. You know, we can do this thing, life, and we can keep everything on our own and put it all on our own shoulders and, you know, not involve God and not involve him and not pray and not talk to him. But we're going to wear out and we're going to wear down and it's going to just exhaust us. Y'all, that's what he asks us to do, just to trust in him and just to give that stuff to him. And when we do, it's just amazing what happens. But you know what? You got to be humble enough to go, okay, God, you're bigger than me and I'm going to let go. And I'm going to let you do it. Let go and let God, right? We've talked about that before on this show. And, you know, that was a reminder for me this week that when I was going through my cancer treatments 12 and a half, almost 13 years ago, I had a hard time just giving up that control and letting go. And there was a really nice lady that worked in the school, Karen Johnson, and she stopped me in the hallway one day, "Coach, how you doing?" I said, "I'm doing good, you know." And she was like, "No, really, like, how you doing?" I said, "Really, I'm fine, I'm good." She goes, "I'm going to tell you something that you need to hear." And she said, "You just need to receive the grace that God's using people in the school to bless you and your family." And I said, "Oh, I am. I'm very thankful for them." And she said, "No, listen, Coach, quit being coach." She said, "Just let other people serve you and receive that gift of grace and receive this time. You need it. Your family needs it. Y'all are going through a lot." She just said, "Sit down, relax, and just receive the grace of God and what He's blessing you with through these families." And it was something that I needed to hear, and it stopped me in my track. And, you know, there's times in life where you got to stop and you just got to be served and you got to let people pour into you. And it's hard and it's humbling. And it goes against those, you know, there's people, you know, I mean, some people have a hard time going through that and saying, "Okay, I will take that grace and I will be served." But you know what? Sometimes the Lord just puts it right in front of you and says, "Hey, listen to what people are telling you. Receive it. I'm giving it to you." And anyway, cool moment, cool reminder. Hope that's an encouragement to you. So glad you're listening this morning. Come back on the other side and we'll talk a little bit more. Jumping back into the conversation here this morning. Thank you for listening. I'm Shaw Gage. We're talking about worry or not worrying this morning. We've talked about this several times in the last several months, and it just seems to be something the Lord's laying on my heart about not worrying. And typically I don't worry, but there has been some stuff in life lately. You know, you just kind of worry, especially as you get older, and you worry about different things. And the Lord's just saying, "Shaw, I got it. I got it. Don't worry." And our verse this morning was Matthew chapter 6, 26 and 27. We're talking about the birds of the air, and they don't worry, right? They just go out there, and they do what they do, and they fly around, and they eat, and they drink, and they be merry, I guess. But in all seriousness, God, Jesus tells us there, He's in Scripture, He says, those are Jesus' words. He says, "Don't worry. Don't I take care of them? Don't you think I'm going to take care of you?" And, you know, when I started thinking about that worry, it brought a reminder. I used to talk to my grandfather a lot, you know, about this when I was a young man in my late teens, early 20s, and we would talk about worry back then. And, you know, I just remember it was, I don't know why the Lord laid this on me or why I had this thought, but I just said, "Why worry when you can ponder?" And, you know, I had to kind of sit there and think about what ponder, but think, basically, is what that says. And my grandfather went, "What?" And so that kind of became our joke, is, "Why worry when you can ponder?" And, y'all, that was probably 30 years ago, maybe a few more years than that, if I'm being honest. But, you know, it was a good thought. It was an encouragement for me personally this week to go, "Why worry when you can ponder? Why worry when you can just go think?" And y'all, I challenged us a few weeks ago about going out back and turning off the TV and turning off the computer and turning off the phone and just sitting outside by yourself for 30 minutes, maybe an hour. Could you handle an hour? Could you handle 30 minutes of just sitting outside and enjoying nature and being alone with God? And it made me think of that when I thought of this, "Don't worry. Don't worry when you can ponder." And then I said, you know, hey, why not? And so slow down a little bit. Let's reissue that challenge. Did you do that when we talked about it a few weeks ago? Maybe if you didn't hear that, there's your challenge for this week. Sit down and be quiet. Turn off the noise. Y'all, I think I'm turning into my dad, which is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. But now when I drive down the road, if there's no phone call coming in, y'all, that radio is typically not on, and it's just silent. And I remember being a young man, and I'd get in the car with my dad, and he'd have no radio, and I'd be like, "Dad, what's up, man? Come on, can we turn some tunes on, you know, or something? Give me anything." And now I've started to realize and appreciate that silence, you know, and just being quiet and being alone. And, you know, it made me, too, also think about we don't think, you know, and that's something we do, you know, when you sit outside and you sit there and can get alone and you don't have those distractions. Guess what? Your brain remembers how to think, and it's refreshing. And just get out and think and use that muscle. You know, with all the technology and all the fast pace of society and all the distractions, everything coming at us so fast these days, I think we're losing collectively our ability to freely think. And so don't lose that ability. Exercise that muscle. Get outside. Get inside if it's raining, whatever it may be. But just get in a place where you can think and be alone with God and spend some time in prayer, spend some time in thought, and exercise that muscle and remember how to think. When I taught school, it was so frustrating because I thought these phones and these computers, they're telling us how to think. And that's not the way it should be. They should be there for resource and for information. But, y'all, we cannot lose that ability to think for ourselves. So get out there. That's your challenge for the week. Don't worry about stuff, but just get out there and think about it and see if God can, if God will use you and give you the ideas to navigate through whatever situation it is you're going through. And you know what? He will. Because when I do it, he does it for me. And, y'all, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but when I trust him, man, he comes through every single time. Hope you're doing well this morning. Know you're loved. Hope you're being blessed. Be encouraged. Jesus loves you. Wow, can't believe we're coming down to the end of another hour and the end of another show. It's these 3 hours go by so fast each and every week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me be a part of your Sunday morning each and every week that you are listening. I'm so honored, so humbled just to be able to hang out and spend that time. And again, I'm not a preacher. Y'all, I'm just a guy that's going through life trying to figure this thing out and sharing what the Lord's laid on my heart and things that I'm going through, things that I've been through. And seems like this year, over and over and over again, the Lord's been telling me not to worry. And, nothing major going on, but, you know, I think it's just, he's just getting me to trust him more and more each and every day. And it's easy to forget, and it's easy to say, you know, Shaw, I can do this. I can handle this. God doesn't need, he's got other things going on. No, y'all, he wants us to lean into him with everything that we've got. And y'all, don't worry. As I was prepping this week, I was, you know, different things come through your mind, but I was reminded of an old song, probably from the late 80s, maybe early 90s, but old Bobby McFerrin, and Don't Worry, Be Happy. Don't worry, be happy. And it was a catchy little tune. If you know what I'm talking about, you're probably singing it and tapping your foot right now. But if you don't, check it out. Look for it online somewhere. But Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Just a great song and a happy song. But I just thought about that this week. If we could just not worry. I mean, he says it right there. Don't worry, be happy. And I believe that to be true. When we don't worry, we're going to be happier, right? And if you struggle with worry, I pray that you won't. And I would just pray, you know, you probably need to pray and just ask God to take that away from you and just say, God, I'm going to trust you with everything that I've got. I know I have to do that on a regular basis because if not, I get myself upside down and I get in a little bit of trouble. And, you know, hey, you either trust him or you don't. Right? Do you believe God to say who he says he is? And if you do, do you trust him with the worry? Do you trust him with the hard stuff? Do you trust him with what your struggles are in life? If you don't, I'm speaking to myself here too, but I need to, and you need to as well. And when you do, y'all, he's going to make your path straight. He's going to take care of you like our Matthew chapter 6 says this morning. Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? No. You're probably going to take a few off, right? Obviously, if you worry too much. And, whatever it is, if it's a job situation, if it's a relationship situation, if it's a money situation, if it's a spiritual situation, whatever that issue is, whatever that thing is, if you've got a dark cloud hanging on in your life, y'all, I'm telling you right now, give it to God and let it go. Life is meant to be spent with him and in joyful times. Look, I'm not saying life's going to be perfect and life's going to be easy and there's no way around. I mean, we're going to have struggles. We're going to have problems in life, but it's what we do with those struggles. And it's what we do with those opportunities, as I'll call it, in life. Do we internalize them? Do we let them just put that pressure on us and just cave in? Or do we turn around and go, no, I'm going to let God use this situation and see where it takes me and see how I can bless the other people around me in my life. And y'all, when you take on that attitude, I'm telling you, it's not easy, but it's just mind blowing to see what God does. If you've never experienced that, trust him today. Just say, God, I trust you, and I'm just going to give this to you, and show me where to go and what to do. And, y'all, when you do it, I'm telling you, step back. He's gonna blow your mind in ways you never dreamed possible. So glad you're listening to the show this morning. Coming down to the end of another 3 hours, so hard to believe, but hopefully you've enjoyed the music, and hopefully you've enjoyed a few of these thoughts, and I hope you've been encouraged. We'll be back here on the other side. Man, here we come down to the end of another show. Can't believe we're already there. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being a part of it. Hope you've enjoyed talking this morning or listening. I know typically I guess I do all the talking, but y'all, again, this is just cool when God just lays stuff on my heart, and hopefully it can be of benefit to you. And, you know, look, if you're struggling with worry out there, don't. Let go and let God. There's your Miss Barbara showing up this week. She used to tell us, let go and let God, and that's so true. It goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about. You know, the birds of the air. Yeah, Jesus says right here in Matthew 6, we've been talking about this morning, they don't reap, they don't sow, they don't store away in barns, and yet God feeds them. Don't you think he's going to take care of us? Aren't we more valuable than them? You are more valuable than the birds of the air. I'm just here to tell you, and if you don't know that. The creator of the universe loves you, and I know he loves you, and I know he loves me, because he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. And that grace and that love and that mercy, we can't pay that back. There's nothing I can do to earn that. There's nothing I can do to pay for that or trade for that or offset that. It's just I've got to receive it. And, y'all, that's the hard part. And I think that's where a lot of people get turned around, is you just got to receive that grace and go, God, thank you. And I'm going to trust you because I know that you love me. And it's hard and it's scary to do sometimes, but y'all give it a whirl. If you've never tried it, just know that he does love you and you are worthy and you are wanted. And if you're struggling with something out there, whatever that burden may be, whatever that dark cloud is hanging over you, y'all just let it go. It's just not worth it. And, you know, chances are in a year or 5 years, you're not going to be worried about whatever that dark cloud is. And but more importantly, when you give it to God, it just takes it off of you. And it's almost like a weight coming off your shoulders. I've had those experiences in life where I had something so heavy weighing on me. And when that burden was finally lifted, it felt like, whew, a huge anvil just lifted off of me and my life. And, you know, life was still hard during that time. But a lot of that weight was pulled off of me. And I believe that was the Holy Spirit going, I got you because you trusted me. I got you. And, you know, just a really, really good reminder of that this morning. Hope you've been enjoying the show. Hope you've enjoyed the conversation. And I hope you've been encouraged. And I want you to know that whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. And Jesus loves you. And you just keep on smiling. And remember, keep on having conversations. Keep on encouraging, because you never know who you're going to impact. Y'all, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I can't change the world, but I can start by having one conversation at a time. And it starts with you and it starts with me. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you back here next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.